This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 988, Mariana's scientific approach to winning writing task 2.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and today's featured guest. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score.
Today you'll meet Mariana, an IELTS student from Brazil, who is also a chemist. Find out what scientific skills make her writing better and what strategies she needed to make her writing the best. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners and YouTube fans. This is one of those very special episodes that we put both on the podcast and on YouTube because we have a very special guest today. Mariana, welcome to IELTS Energy.
Thank you, Jessica.
Mariana, can you tell everyone why you are here today?
Yes, I'm here today because I won the writing contest last month. So, yes, good for me.
Yeah, no, your essay was incredible. It was so good. So every month, guys, we have a writing wizard contest in Three Keys IELTS just to motivate you guys to practice your task 2 essays. And of course, the student that writes the best essay gets to have a little class with me and come on the show. So we're going to talk about your IELTS situation, Mariana, and why your essay was so awesome. So listeners, definitely pay attention until the end today to learn about your own writing. So first of all, let's go back in time, Mariana.
Yeah.
What sort of experience do you have writing in English?
Well, I write in English for work. Mostly I write just reports because I do research, like chemistry, so it has nothing to do with science. So it's just very scientific reports. Basically that's it. I don't have much more experience in writing English.
Do you think that writing these scientific reports, does that help you at all in writing task 1 or task 2? Do you use any skills?
Yeah, I think it does. In writing task 1, because I also write a lot of reports with numbers, and sometimes I have to compare results and so.
Yeah.
So it helps in that way. And in writing task 2, it helps me because of formal language. When I have to write reports, I need some more formal linking words, and I need to develop my idea in a formal way. So
yeah.
I think kind of helps me like this.
That's awesome. Yeah, for sure. I could see that. Like, especially in academic writing task 1, most students are terrified of that. And they should be, because it's so weird. Because like,
it is.
Unless you are, you know, like a research chemist like yourself, like, us normal people do not write about numbers. That's like, it's so weird.
That's true.
Yeah, it's so important to get help on that task 1, guys. Okay, so how did you, like, when you started preparing for IELTS, or like when you found out you had to take IELTS, how did you feel about the writing exam? Like, did you feel like, oh, this is going to be no problem? Or like, was it scary?
I was terrified, to be honest, because although, I do write reports, but I usually write like one page and small reports, very direct and straightforward. But when I have to develop an idea about a topic that I'm not very familiar about, it's kind of different. So, you know, and we have all of those steps and introduction and conclusion body paragraphs and linking words. It's not like a scientific report. It's very direct and that's it. But writing task two is not just that. You have to give examples and support your viewpoint. So I was really terrified.
Okay, like I can hear the sarcasm in your voice almost. You're like, write examples and use slang words. Well, Mariana, here's the good news. You should use all of those skills on your speaking test. This expression is fantastic. Listeners, I'm sure a lot of you have experienced this this terror, this fright, right? Fear, because there is so much to think about. There is so much to accomplish on the writing exam. But we're here specifically for task two, right? So a couple things, guys, to keep track of for your own studies, right? These are things you must do. You must learn how to do and practice. Organizing ideas, using specific examples, and putting linking words between every sentence. And I'm not joking. I'm not exaggerating. It is every sentence. So let's move forward in time now, right? So we know how you felt before, like just overwhelmed, maybe a little bit lost, probably. Like, how do I write an essay? What is that even? So tell us about what you learned so far in Three Keys IELTS and how you feel about writing now.
Okay, the first thing that I learned, and I think that it's like crucial, I have to brainstorm and plan my essay before I write it. Otherwise, just gonna be a big mess of ideas. So I think this was super important. It helped me to organize in a logical way everything that I have to say, all my ideas and also examples, and to form an essay that's gonna please an IELTS examiner. And now, to be honest, I'm still nervous with writing because it's not like the thing that I love to do, but I feel more comfortable doing it. I feel more ready. I feel prepared. Like, just if I follow the system, if I follow the steps, I feel like I can do it. It may not be the best, but I think it's going to be enough.
Oh my gosh. No, your essay was amazing. So let me share a little bit about what you wrote, and then we'll give some examples of what you just talked about, right? The brainstorming and the organization, because these are things, listeners, you guys can write down today and use immediately to increase your task two score. Guys, before I forget, let me remind you to hit subscribe. We have so many amazing student guests and expert guests, as well as IELTS lessons every week. So hit subscribe right now, guys. Okay, so the task two question this month was, an increasing number of 18-year-olds are moving out of their parents' homes so they could live on their own after finishing high school. What are the advantages and disadvantages of this trend? Hello, everyone. If you are starting to prepare for IELTS, or maybe you started a long time ago and you still cannot get the scores you need, guys, we guarantee that our course, Three Keys IELTS, 100% online, we 100% guarantee that it will increase your score. So guys, check it out. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Don't be lost anymore. Don't waste any more time, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. See you in there. Before I share some of your essay, Mariana, was this an easy question for you or not?
Well, it wasn't the most difficult, to be honest. I think it was something, I don't really have kids, but something that I could talk about. It was closer to my reality, so it wasn't that hard. No, can't say that.
Okay. I love what you just said. Two things I want to point out. Having a question feel closer to your reality. I love that phrase. That's so great. So even though, like you said, Mariana, you don't have kids, but you still have to write about these things. So guys, I mean, a lot of you don't have kids. I know, but for some reason, there are tons of IELTS questions about children and families and education. Yeah. So guys, it doesn't matter if you have kids. You know what? Everyone listening was a child. At some point.
So yes.
My point is, like, use your own life, guys. You have stuff to say. Okay. So I'm just going to dive in with the first sentence of your essay, the opening sentence. One cannot deny that flying the nest after graduating from high school is a step of utmost importance for adolescents. Okay. Mind blowing. First of all, a couple things I want you guys to learn from this sentence. First of all, it is simply introducing the topic. The idea must be simple, must be straightforward in that first sentence. Introduce the topic of the essay immediately. And that's what you did. But you used fancy vocabulary. Mariana, why is your vocab so awesome?
Well, I read a lot because I love reading. So this one's always been easy for me. And now I have a vocabulary notebook. So every time that I see a new word, I just write them down and just get familiar with these new words. And I separate four topics like education, relationships, family. And nice. So I love reading. I read novels and newspapers and also articles because of my job. So I think that's why I think I have a good vocabulary.
Are you kidding? Your vocab is amazing. I want to ask you about your process for using this notebook and learning the vocab, because this is something that's really useful for a lot of students out there. Like, everyone needs to improve their vocab, and people are aware of an idea of a vocabulary notebook, but not quite sure what to do with it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So okay, let's say you're reading a chapter in a book, right? How many vocabulary words are you going to add to your notebook?
Well, it depends on how many new words that I have, but usually 2 or 3 words per chapter. I don't like to write everything that I don't know, because otherwise I just have to just gonna have to stop every time. It just, yeah, the reading's not gonna flow. So 1 or 2 that I think it's essential to comprehend the meaning of that sentence, or sometimes a word that every time is being repeated. So yes. I was like, okay, this one's might be important. I'm gonna write it down.
Totally. I'm doing that same process now. I decided to finally improve my Spanish after like 20 years of not studying it. But I'm doing the same things I tell you guys to do. Like, I'll watch a whole episode, like a 45-minute episode of something, right? And I only write down 2 or 3 vocab words that I think are interesting, because our brains cannot learn more than that, you guys.
No. Definitely
we have
not.
To be realistic. Okay, so last question about the vocab notebook. How often do you go back and review it?
About twice a week. Every time I'm going to write an essay, I read the vocabulary notebook before. And usually I see the topic and I was like, okay, it's about education, family. And then I go to this session of my vocabulary notebook. And then, like, another day, I just read it, check it, like, to memorize the words. But twice a week tops.
Perfect. That's perfect. Okay. I love this advice. Guys, as I said, these are real things that a real person, Mariana, is doing to improve her score. Okay. So before we started recording, guys, Mariana and I were talking about some IELTS stuff. And you had said, Mariana, that it feels like there is so much to do.
Yes.
I want to talk about that a little bit, because I know that probably everybody listening feels the same way. So Can you give us a couple ideas or tips? How do you manage this job of IELTS preparation?
Yes, so I have a very organized agenda. So I just schedule everything that I have to do during my week. So it's like Monday, I have to spend 2 hours studying, listening, and then another day I have to study writing. And I follow the plan no matter what. I just have to do it. It doesn't matter if I'm lazy, if I don't want to do that, but no. I just follow. I have to do that. That's the way that I found that I to manage everything and study for every part of the exam.
That's fantastic. Yeah, guys, you need a plan. If you are studying on your own, if you are getting into Three Keys IELTS, guys, you need a study plan. This is like the number one thing to look for, I think, if you guys are just beginning your preparation. Guys, it is impossible to achieve huge goals if you are not organized. You have to invest an amount of time. Okay, for those of you on YouTube, I'm going to show you something real fast. If you're listening on the podcast, find it on YouTube. I'm going to show you my day planner. My day planner is like, so there's so many things and I just cross each thing off as I go. Yeah. It's like, I'm sure Mariana, yours is the same. So we start with like the IELTS study plan, guys, that we make for you and Three Keys. I love it. Oh my God. It even has your name.
Oh, yes.
That is so cool. But guys, definitely like you have to find a way to fit all of this IELTS stuff into your life already. So use our study plan and add those things to your own schedule, guys. So it's not separate, right? It has to be part of your journey every day. Okay. Awesome, Mariana. Inspirational. Do you have any last tips for our students out there who are worried about writing or just worried about IELTS?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's gonna sound a bit cliche, but the key is practicing. Just follow the steps, practice, do it over and over again. The first essay is maybe not good, but read after you write, try to identify the mistakes, your weakness, and then the next one, probably you won't make the same mistakes, and do it again. It's a process. I don't like writing either, but I have to. Just a process.
But that's the thing, like, I mean, that's so true. It doesn't matter if you like it or not. I mean, it really strikes me how you are approaching all of this like a scientist. I mean, like you have your, like, your steps are very clear. You have this like really clear process that you, how you are improving. I love it. But guys, it doesn't matter if you're a scientist or not, like you need steps to follow so you can see results, right?
Yeah, and follow the system because it works. It really works. Follow the Three Key system.
It does. You guys, I'm telling you, it works. Thousands of students have seen it work, guys. You can check it out for yourselves, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And remember, we have specific courses depending on if you need the paper version, the computer version, academic, general. Guys, we have the specific course that you need. And we're the only ones that have all that computer preparation and strategies, guys. So check it out, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. I wish we had like a jingle, like a song.
But that would be nice.
I'll just sing it. No, I'm a terrible singer. Anyway, Mariana, thank you so much. I think you are going to do amazing on your exam in March, and I can't wait to hear your scores.
Thank you, Jessica. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. All right, Mariana, have a good day.
Bye. You too.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.